אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
At the time of this recording, the communications blackout in Iran has stretched on for a week, making it difficult to get a real-time accurate picture of the crackdown on protesters. Iran's authorities have warned those who participate in the protest face the death penalty amid reports that the death toll has now hit 2,000 people. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has urged people in Iran to keep protesting against the leadership, telling them that help is on its way. To explain the Persian government's positioning, as well as what these protests mean, not only in Iran, but broadly in the Middle East, its relationship with the United States and Israel, we caught up with Benny Subti. Benny Subti is an Iran expert at the Institute for National Security Studies in Israel. Persian by birth, he was born in Iran in 1972 and raised primarily under the Islamic Revolution. After escaping Iran to Israel in 1987, he then served in the Israel Defense Forces. He has a master's in political science and public communications from Bar-Ilan University and was a research fellow at Jerusalem University for strategy and security. Subti gives lectures about many issues related to Iran and is a commentator on the subject for media outlets in Israel and abroad. Benny, how serious is this uprising and how does it differ from the previous ones?
It's very serious. We see that there are many differences between this protests to others in the past. They are much more spread all over Iran. Almost all the cities in Iran are participating that. The protesters are so furious and angry against the regime, not only the government. There are two governments in Iran. One is run by the president and the ministers. It's just a puppet. It's not a real one. It's kind of a shield to the real government that is run by the leader, the cleric, and the IRGC and other corrupted people around them. They control the money, the ammunition, the guns, the missiles, the nuclear program, the economy, the propaganda, the media. Everything is in their hands. And the government which we meet in UN, with ministers, it's not a real one. The protesters want to Khamenei to go away and to IRGC to be neutralized and other things. So these are things that they were not there before.
Who supports the current government?
You know, there was a poll about 3 months ago inside Iran, an official one by the regime. It was supposed to be confidential, but it was accidentally released. And it says that 92% of the Iranian people hate, not unsatisfied, not angry with some specific issue. They hate the regime, 92% of the Iranians. It means that only 8% support the regime. But as I said before, they control the economy, the armies, IRGC, media, everything, supermarkets, I don't know, whatever examples that you want, they are controlling Iran in every aspect. So this is a very powerful 8% of the people.
Is this support base dwindling?
Yes, of course. It was much higher in the beginning of the revolution. Most of the people were supporting it. But of course, as many years as they went on, these problems, social, economic, no water today, no air to breathe. There is a very huge and high risk pollution in the air there. No money to buy products from the supermarket, everything. They lost the people, actually.
Can this be achieved without internal cooperation from the armed forces or from external support from the United States or Israel?
No. Both of these two things are very crucial. Some of the army or IRGC have to join the protesters that it can succeed. And yes, support from outside and even some actions against the Iranian regime are very welcomed. Today, it happened also in other decades, in other centuries. People alone cannot do that. So they need all these two powers to come in.
Is there a real danger of Iran launching a preemptive strike against the United States or Israel or even Saudi Arabia?
Yes, there is a huge danger, but their power is not the same like in the war. We have to understand that they are very weakened and they didn't come back with all their capabilities, all the launchers, for example. They have, maybe they have many missiles, but they don't have enough launchers. And Israel could attack them, US could, of course, attack them accurately and neutralize these bases or units. So this second round, if happens, if the war with Israel was the first round, this second round will be much worse for Iranian regime.
Are the people prepared to accept the Shah's son, Reza Pahlavi, as at least an interim leader?
Yes, in the last 10 years, there was a lot of kind of positive propaganda around him and showing him how his family and his father, the king, was so generous to Iran and built so many things. And from that hatred of revolution in 1978, people changed and transformed to love him. And there is also a new generation in Iran. They didn't see the revolution. They don't believe in that. They see all the clips about the old Iran and how beautiful it was and women were free and everything that they want, like the West. So it's, yes, it's a very serious option for the people, in the eyes of the people. I don't know if we will come back, not in the soon and not in the short range, but people want that, yes.
Benny, can you explain what relations between Israel and Iran might look like if this revolution is successful?
Wow, it can be kind of heaven for Middle East and for all the world. We can have relationships in every aspect, cultural, agricultural, economic, in every aspect. They need water and we know how to bring it to them. How to improve their lives, electricity, many things that Israel did there in 50s, 60s, we can be there again for them.
The impetus of these protests are anchored in the dwindling economy. So as a result, could this mean a repudiation of theocracy in favor of democracy?
The new generation, the Z generation, they don't want to see these old men, only men, by the way, not one woman even, that they rule them. You know, there is one of Iran leader advisors, he's 103 years old, and they still keep him alive because he's so important for preserving the leadership and the regime. It's the same, kind of the same. So their new generation cannot accept these not relevant systems. They really want the democracy to be established there, and maybe coalitions between many groups in Iran, the minorities, the king supporters, others, but they are so far from this theocracy system that they have to change it from the base.
The views expressed in this interview are of personal views of the individual. The SBS neither agrees nor disagrees with them.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.